This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Just getting rolling here on this Monday night edition of Overtime. It's the Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham. I'll take you up to 7:30 as we get you geared up for Westwood One's coverage of Monday Night Football, Jets and Bills. First game for New York without Robert Saleh. This segment presented by our pals at Baldino's Lock and Key. They make car key problems look obsolete with 9 area locations throughout Virginia and Maryland. Stop by one near you today, or for more info, visit baldinos.com. Busy, busy news day for the Washington Commanders, coming off a loss yesterday at the hands of the Baltimore Ravens. They had their 4-game winning streak snapped, but in the loss, Jayden Daniels, I thought, played really, really well. 9 incompletions, career high, 269 yards passing, hooked up with Terry McLaurin for 2 touchdowns. That's the positive coming out of yesterday's loss to Baltimore. The negative is what we found out earlier today. It was first reported by NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, then our Grant Paulson confirmed defensive tackle Jonathan Allen lost for the season with a torn pec. Washington going to have guys step up. They continue to preach that next man up mentality. No John Allen in the lineup for Washington the rest of the way means a couple of things. So, first and foremost, I want to just give myself a pat on the back, because yesterday, I don't want to brag about being right about an injury. That's stupid, but I'm going to do it. Yesterday during the in-game show, I said it, man. Anytime a guy leaves with a pec injury, it doesn't return, normally means you're about to have season-ending pec surgery. Like, that's just the way that it goes. So I kind of was able to forecast that. But this is going to sound so cynical of me. And, John, if you're out there listening, bro, understand that, like, I don't mean no ill will by this. You know what the first thing I thought was when John Allen left yesterday and I assumed that he tore his pec? I said, damn, we can't trade him. That's the first thing I thought. You look at him, he's got 1 year left on his contract, no guaranteed money. Depending on what their record was at the deadline, I thought he would damn sure be a potential trade candidate. Now that this injury, right? Now that this injury has occurred, I now have to raise the question of, has John Allen played his final snap for the Washington Commanders? And if he has, wow, how quickly we got to the end. Feels like just yesterday, John Allen was wreaking havoc, bursting onto the scene, and, you know, really establishing himself as one of the top defensive tackles in the National Football League. But, like I continue to say, boy, have times changed. I'll be real with you. John Allen and Daron Payne, the highest paid defensive tackle duo in the National Football League, simply don't do enough. They just don't. They just don't. And I understand, right, that when you are trying to attack Washington, if you're going to double team, those are the two guys you want to double team. I don't have a problem with them not making a bunch of tackles because they're being double teamed. My problem is this. You go back and watch that tape from last week. Hell, even sometimes the week prior. Offensive linemen, when they are double-teaming John and Duron, it's one thing, right, to cause a stalemate. That is considered a win when you're getting double-teamed, right? You want to give up as least amount of ground as possible. There were snaps yesterday where John Allen and Duron Payne are getting pushed back 5-6 yards. 5 to 6 yards while getting double-teamed. That is not sustainable. That is not something that is acceptable, in my opinion. It's just not. It's just not. But I'll say this, right? For as critical as we've been of John Allen and Daron Payne, right? I still have hope based on the matchups down the stretch and the rest of the way. I still have hope that maybe Daron Payne can come alive and burst onto the scene. I have confidence that that could be a real thing. I just hope it happens sooner rather than later. The other thing I thought when John Allen went down yesterday was, here's Johnny, right? Johnny Newton, second round pick out of Illinois, certified badass. Love the way he plays in terms of shedding blocks, disengaging from offensive linemen and making tackles. Johnny Newton does a really good job of that, and it feels like each and every week he's playing a little bit more snaps and getting a little bit better. Thing about Johnny is I'm grading him on a curve. Imagine if he got to participate in training camp in the preseason the way the other guys did. How much further along he would be at this point. So while, yeah, you know, I'll get on my soapbox every now and then and complain about how I'd rather have Kamari Lassiter, who's out in Houston, just absolutely clamping number one wide receivers. Look, I like me some Johnny Newton. I see the benefit that he can have to this defense. But now he's under the microscope with John Allen being on the shelf for the rest of the year. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. John Allen suffered a torn pec yesterday against Baltimore. With 1 year left on his contract as a 29-year-old defensive tackle, has he played his final game as a member of the Washington Commanders? Let's go out to David in Percival. What's going on, Dave?
What's going on, man? How you doing? First of all, I like to say, here's Johnny. So listen,
yeah.
I love you, man. Let me just tell you this. I'm going to tell you, look, there's a lot of guys that get on here every day and they just spit a lot of junk. I like you. I love you a lot, man. You speak the truth.
And I appreciate you,
very
Dave.
Intelligent. I think, dude, I love listening to you, bro. Like, I really take the time out of my day in the evening to when you get on to listen to you and I follow you. With that, I like to say, yes, he did. We will never see Jonathan Allen again. And anybody that knows, that keeps up with the Washington football team, the Washington Commanders, the Washington bleep, bleep, bleep skins, knows that he's from here. He's from Ashburn.
Right.
He played ball here. He went to Alabama, came back here. He was the captain here. And, you know, and nobody's going to say he can't take nothing away from him. Jonathan Allen's a ball player. When the new regime came, this is just what I think. Just give me a minute, please. Don't cut me off.
No, you're good, brother. Go ahead.
You know what I mean? I just think that he thinks that he's worth a lot more than what's going on. And that I think that when this new regime came in, John Witt, you know, Dan Quinn, they're both defensive guys. They wanted a whole new system in here. And the whole new system is get the ball, I'm going to bang your head. I'm going to take your head off. All right? And I think Jonathan Allen's one of those guys. But I think when they came in, they kind of disrupted his position. You know, it's kind of like you get, you know, you get a new boss. And, you know, the old bosses knew you very well and they loved you. You know
right.
what I mean? Jonathan Allen's gone. So let's just get past that. But
yeah.
Let me just say something right here now. For all the fans out there that are thinking, oh man, they Baltimore showed us out. They beat the heck out of us and all of that. Listen, we hung in. We played. We fought with the AFC champ. They are going to be in the AFC championship game. This is the year. Listen, King Henry, the dude's a giant. I mean, the guys, what can you do? we have to fill a couple holes. And this is what I like to say, because I want to wrap it up quick, because I know you guys are on the time schedule. But this is what I think. I think we need a cornerback. I think we need to go ahead. We need to get us another cornerback. Go ahead, spend some money. We have money. It's not like we don't have money. Get us a cornerback. Get us a cornerback in there that can cover. St. Juice is not as terrible as people think he is.
Thank you, David, because that kills me. Thank you.
Yeah. I think St. Juice is good. I think that he's just a little long. He needs to be on taller receivers. You know, Sanderstill. I think he's a great. The other guy that we got from Dallas, what's his name? The weird last name.
Igmanogany.
Okay. You got it. Okay. So Igmanogany. So I'm thinking if we get another a D back in there, and then we get a receiver, go ahead, pay the money, get Adams. Why not? Why not go in there and get Adams? Let's go. You see that you have a quarterback. And the thing is, let me tell you something. What Jaden Daniels has done, it's on paper. This kid has done everything that he could possibly do. He has it on. He probably has an alarm clock on his phone. He gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning. There's something different about this kid. This is something more like Aaron Rodgers. This is something like
David. I appreciate the call, my brother. Special. He is. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, more of your calls. This is John Allen played his final down as a member of the Washington Commanders. And I'll tell you which guy yesterday I thought played extremely well despite the loss. It's next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The number on the MGM National Harbor Lister lines. You can tweet at me as well. It is at @NELL_BTP. John Allen, it was announced earlier today, going to be lost for the remainder of the 2024 season with a torn pec. With 1 year left on his contract, as a 29-year-old, he's 30 next year, has John Allen played his final game as a member of the Washington Commanders? We'll take your calls on that. 1-800-636-1067. Told you all we'd get you a preview of Monday Night Football in here as well. Tonight is do or die for the New York Jets. I will say that. You all gave me a bunch of crap as soon as the Jets hit their rough patch. I wore it on the chin. I'm a good sport. Because all summer I sat up here and told you all how the Jets were the biggest threat in the NFL to the Kansas City Chiefs, and the whole way that this season has gone for them, starting in the season opener against San Francisco, where they could not move the football, they squeaked by the Titans, they bludgeoned the Patriots, and they lost to Denver and Minnesota in consecutive weeks. Over across the pond last weekend in this game, felt like it was one they should have had, but ultimately Aaron Rodgers just stunk up the joint. And Aaron Rodgers stinking so bad led to Robert Saleh getting fired. Maybe a news flash if you're a Jets fan out there. If they are going to beat Buffalo tonight and get back to 500 and try and give themselves a real shot at winning this division, which I think they do have that, right? Bills lead it at 3-2. A lot of football left to be played. They got to run the damn football. If I would have told you, right? If I would have told you back in August that through 6 weeks the Jets were going to have the second worst rushing offense in the NFL, you'd tell me, what the hell is wrong with you, man? What do you mean the Jets have the second worst rushing offense in the NFL? That's what it is to this point. And the crazy part about it is New York revamped this offensive line, adding Morgan Moses to this group, solidifying their tackle spot. They add Tyron Smith. So I don't necessarily understand why this group can't run the football. They brought John Simpson over from Baltimore. I mean, it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense in my opinion, but I don't know. We will see ultimately what happens the rest of the way with the New York Jets. I see one of my dudes on the line. Brother AJ Allen Tyson, can I get an invite? Can y'all send me the stream?
Hey man, if you want to pull up and show up,
come on. I'm always down to pull up with y'all, man.
Do it tomorrow, but yeah, man, definitely have to support the show as I'm making this drive. But Jonathan Allen has played his last game as a Washington Commander, yeah. Member of this organization. The inevitable was going to come in the offseason next year.
Yeah.
I guess how you can look at it is the personnel department doesn't necessarily have to make that decision. The injury alone, the no guarantee on the contract does it for them. You know how the fan base gets about their favorites. Some have happened to fall out of love with Jonathan Allen, but yeah, I think he definitely played his last game. The draft of Newton kind of set it up that way.
Yeah.
And yeah, unfortunately the injury, but I mean, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You now get to see if Johnny Newton can step up and play alongside Payne. He brings a bit more punch and get off of the line in comparison to Jonathan Allen. And that might be something that they need featured within this defensive front, especially with the lack of pass rush that they've been getting from the other guys.
AJ, let me ask you this real quick, AJ. We got 1 minute left here before we hit the top. One thing that's annoyed me, and I think Phil and Johnny have done a better job with it, our defensive tackles, I understand getting double-teamed, but you can't give up 5 yards of ground when you get double-teamed. I think Big Phil has been the best at taking on the double teams. Do you think that improves with John out of the lineup?
I think Mathis, that's what he strives on. He's more so a nose tech.
Yeah.
So that fits him perfectly. Whereas like the Allens and the Paynes of the world, they're trying to get upfield.
Right.
Whereas with Mathis, he's not necessarily like a pass rusher. He just knows he got a big body and I'm gonna take up the blocks. So that's what he's accustomed to, and that's what he's been doing pretty damn well.
AJ,
within the scheme.
Appreciate you calling, my brother. We got 15 seconds left in the show. Appreciate you as always. You can keep the conversation going with me on Twitter. It's at @NELL_BTP. Monday Night Football, coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.